The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And we are with you on this Tuesday afternoon, 27 June 2017. And my. 6 months of the year is already gone. Half of 2017, and what shape is our ship in? Or what ship is our shape in? I don't know. At any rate, I've got one of my favorite guys out there, and the reason why he's a favorite guy, not because he's an advertiser and we want you to buy his product, but because he's a good guy that just happens to have a good product. Don Wiskin. Hello, Don.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Well, you know what I enjoy so much about you? You don't change. You always sound your chipper self.
Well, that's because I'm doing such good in this world, so I have to be happy all the time.
Well, not only that, taking your own product, you're still alive.
Yeah, and I just turned 62 last week, so
no kidding.
Another month I'll have outlived my dad.
Well, you know, around here we don't call them birthdays, we call them remembrance days, because your mother only birthed you once.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think this was, you want to talk conspiracy here, I think it was done by the Hallmark Greeting Card Corporation. You know, a way to make money. Christmas cards, birthday cards, Mother's Day cards, Father's Day cards, sympathy cards, this card, that card. You know, we got a card for everything. But I've yet to see a remembrance card.
No, I haven't seen one either. The only thing I know about remembrance is we wear a poppy certain times of the year.
Poppies?
Yeah, Remembrance Day for the military, the veterans.
Oh.
I'm a Legion member, so...
Extendivite, how many more good stories have you gotten recently?
Oh, gosh, I get to answer the phone more often. So my wife went away for a while and for 6 weeks, and I got to answer the phone the whole time. So I have all kinds of stories. I even spoke to a 97-year-old guy the other day, and he's going to be 98 here in a couple of months. And he listened to the commercials on RBN, and he said, you know, just about everything that you said on your commercials is a problem I'm having, so I thought I'd better call before I get to the doctor and they start loading me up with medications.
Now, look at that guy, 97 remembrance days.
Can you imagine? I mean, I look forward to that. I mean, just the fact that, you know, my dad was 62, my brother was 44, and my other brother was 53, and then I had a heart attack at 42, turned 43 in the hospital waiting for an angioplasty. And here I am 19 years later and still going strong. I can't believe it. I'm tickled pink.
Well, you know, there is rudimentary and fundamental things that we should and shouldn't do to our bodies. The problem is, you know, I struggle with this because there is so many things, chemicals and stuff that you may not even be aware of that you're putting into your body. And, you know, you'll read articles and, well, this is bad for you, that's bad for you. Well, don't drink milk or don't eat butter or high cholesterol this or that. you know, it never was a struggle before, and it seems to me like, yeah, there's people in ill health, but they're fishing around for the reasons for it, or they don't want to admit that what they're into is part and parcel for their profit. That's why you might be having some problems. You know, we can't imagine that people love eating genetically modified foods here in this country. The rest of the world hates them. Many of them have banned them. But here, it's, oh, GMO is good for you. You know,
I know, and I live in the country, and we're surrounded by soybean and corn, which is all GMO, and they're out there spraying it with their Roundup pesticides. And, you know, I just think to myself, gosh, you know, what is going on?
Well, we're not getting any younger, and we're certainly not getting any healthier. And I'm wondering what these compounds and chemicals and these nice things that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration that people are making tons of money off of. You know, I've seen strident moves recently in trying to curtail the stuff that we know is not good for you. The latest is a lawsuit has been brought forth, and it looks pretty ironclad, about adding this fluoride stuff in our drinking water. It ain't.
Now, I was reading that, John. That's great that you have that on your site, because, you know, here where we are, we don't have fluoride in our water because we fought years ago to get the fluoride out. But you look at bottled water, and some of it has fluoride and some of it doesn't. And, you know, it's not a healthy thing, but they're still adding it in the water in a lot of places. And it's good that you have that article on there. I was very impressed.
Well, wait a minute here. You mean to tell me in Canada you guys did away with the fluoride in your water? What was the reason given?
Well, we didn't get rid of our fluoride in all of our water. Just certain municipalities were lobbied to stop using it, and we did. And when we put the water plant here in Sydenham, because I'm in a little village of about 273 homes, and when they put the water in, they didn't put fluoride in it. So I was kind of glad to see that, because I certainly would have never drank it if they had to put fluoride in it.
Well, and this, you know, enough studies have been done. I mean, what do you do with this fluoride? It's a byproduct of, you know, aluminum manufacturing and whatever else. And, you know, to take this stuff and put it in our water, you know, I mean, don't worry, it's healthy. It's healthy for you. You know, it'll prevent you from getting cavities. No, regular dental care, brush your teeth a couple times a day, and that generally does the trick. You know, and don't forget to floss. You know,
well, years ago, there was a 3-year-old who went to the dentist. The dentist did some stuff, and then he said, here, swish this around in your mouth and spit it out. Well, the fluoride. So the kid swallowed it, and he died later. Ever since then, there's been a big thing about not giving fluoride to children under 6. And even on the toothpaste container, it says right on there, try not to use this fluoride this toothpaste with kids under 6, and if you do, monitor them and only give them the size of a pea on their toothbrush.
Otherwise, you may have seizures or death.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I buy Tom's, and I buy the non-fluoride, but even it is getting harder to find all the time.
Well, there has been many people that I've talked to over the years. And my Monday guy, Ron McDonald, he and his wife are on it. They like it. You know, it. And folks, you know, there are people that will make products and put it out in the marketplace. And, you know, one size does not fit all. And this may or may not help you or whatever. I have yet to talk to anybody. Well, I tried that damn Extendivite and it didn't work. I've not talked to anybody yet that has told me that.
No, neither have I. If they keep taking it, it does work. You know, we just had a lady over a couple of weeks ago, and her husband died of cancer, but, you know, he was 70, and he'd outlived most of his family, so he was kind of happy about that. But she wound up having a heart attack, and the doctor said it was because of a broken heart, you know, because she was so depressed by losing her husband. And so she had a heart attack. She was treated. They put her on some medications, and one of the pills they put her on causes cold hands and feet, and it also causes people to turn diabetic. So she went to her doctor and said, you know, oh, my hands are really cold and my feet. And the doctor said, well, you know, I don't know what to do about that. And then the doctor performed a diabetic test and said, oh, you're becoming pre-diabetic. And she'd never had problems like that in her past. So her son's been taking the Extendivite for quite some time because he's had a few injuries and he has very poor circulation. So he's been doing a lot better. So she was over to actually talk about getting on the Extendivite. And when she told me about her symptoms, I looked up the drug she was on, and the symptoms were cold hands and feet and potential of turning diabetic. So I said to her, I says, well, you know, your doctor's got you on these pills, but your doctor also told you that you didn't have a heart attack because of, you know, other problems. You had it more because you were so depressed. It just wore you down and you let yourself get run down. And now you're on medications that's going to turn you into a diabetic. So, you know, she says, well, should I quit it? And I said, well, that's not something I can tell you. You know, that's entirely up to you. But now that you know the symptoms and what the side effects are of, you know, the medications you're on, you know, you have to make a decision for yourself because you have to take charge of your own health care because the doctors, they certainly don't have time to take charge of your health care.
Well, and that seems to be a question as to what health care is, who should be administering it, how much it should cost you. And I don't know, you've got your national health care up there, and, you know, that would be another program unto itself, just you and I discussing that back and forth. But they're trying to shove this down our throats. And one of two possibilities here that I come up with, we had a Barack Obama's Affordable Health Care Act, let me call it what it's properly titled, and then we get Donald Trump that initially said, no, we just need to get rid of this, and then to appease, I guess, voters and to bring some voters in, we're going to repeal and replace. Well, what they've come up with was a very lame Obama-lite or Obama 2.0 Affordable Health Care Act, and it's one of two things. It's either that they're stalling this thing and they don't want to pass it, because I can't imagine any thinking human being that's been paying attention to this voting for a person that would vote a yes on this and give us this government-managed care. Now, I don't know what they got up there in Canada, but down here we already have something of that sort. It's called a VA hospital, and I'm sure you've heard the horror stories on that one. There's another government-run organization that's costing probably 50 times more than what it should, and it's not even effective. It's not even treating people. People are having to wait in line, and there have been stories, and this is troublesome. People that are having health problems, vets, and going into these damn VA hospitals and sitting there waiting in queue, as they call it, and dropping dead. I mean, this is bad. So I'm looking at this, and I'm going, well, okay, well, they were supposed to clean up the swamp, and so let's clean up the VA system. And I think now they're down to, the number was 24 million, if I remember correctly, that don't have health insurance in this country. Well, the numbers have dropped on that, but no matter what they are, we have VA hospitals all over the place. Give them a VA card and send them to the VA hospital. And let the free market settle here in this country. Let's bring on more people that want to do some business in the healthcare, provide insurance at a reasonable rate, and let's get on with this. Oh, and there's one other important thing. Excuse me, I need a job back so I can earn money so I can pay for anything. You know, it's really amazing. And you and I don't talk politics that often, so I'm pleased that we're able to, because you pay attention. You're not just a guy that's been a sponsor to this network for, what, 11-plus years? And, you know, it just pops up every once in a while, and we talk about how wonderful Extendivite is. Folks, this is a guy that deals in the real world and knows what's going on. And that is such a bonus, I've got to tell you. But, you know, as I was saying, We've got a system here that they just want to hand us whatever they want to give us. And I don't think they really want it to pass, because I think it's going to be dangerous for the political careers of these clowns going into the future. And the real fix here, and you can hear this very quietly on the periphery. Every once in a while you'll hear a voice say, let it to the markets. Let the markets control the health care. That's the way it used to be here. It used to be a competitive business field. Now, you know as well as I do, in business, if you've got one monopoly, they can hand you whatever they want, and that's your choice, either take it or leave it. In a real market economy, they're out there competing for your business. Ergo, they've got to give it to you better and cheaper, give you a better product, whatever the product is, and they'll compete for your business. What they've done is completely taken that competitiveness out of it, and there's really no compunction to do better. We used to have the best healthcare system in the world. Look at us now. People begging the government, please take care of me, and oh, by the way, take the money out of Charlie's or Mary's pocket over there to pay for me. No, I got a better idea. Let's get the economy back on a roll. We're going to cut off your EBT cards or your welfare, and you can either go to work or don't, your choice. And don't come crying to me for somebody else's money, because you either can't or chances are you just don't want to.
Yeah. No, and I lived in the U.S. for quite a while back in the 80s and into the early 90s. And I was fortunate. I worked for a company that had Kaiser Permanente, and so I had something. But before I got on that plan, I had laid my motorcycle down on a corner, and for some reason my elbow and my arm all swelled up, and I went into the hospital, and it was $300 just for a visit where they took an x-ray, and then it still wasn't getting better, so I went back. It was another $300, so... You know, it can be very costly in the U.S. to have to go to a doctor. And, you know, when it comes to just your overall health, that's where Extendivite comes in, because these herbs not only help clean out your arteries and get your circulation going and help, you know, make your heart strong, but they also keep you from catching colds and flus and viruses, because they're killing them as they come in. I haven't had a cold that's lasted more than a day in years. And if it does last, it's just sniffles or a cough. But I'm not sick. I'm not laying in bed. I'm still forced to do things every day because, you know, I'm not laying on my back. So I contribute my good health to the Extendivite, because it does so much more than just cleans out your arteries and keeps your heart functioning properly.
I have a caller pertaining to our subject matter, and who is it, Mike? Linda in Massachusetts. Hello, Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, great. Don, I'm want to get the Extendivite for myself and my husband, and but we have a family member right now who's in the hospital with a kidney function problems, and I thought, I wasn't 100% sure, but I thought that you offered other products, and if you do, what would you suggest, and if not, is it Extendivite good for a person like this too?
Okay, and Don, did you get the first part of her question there?
I did, and I don't have other products. I only have the Extendivite, and when it comes to kidney problems, the only thing that we've been able to help is to boost the immune and clean the blood. I have a couple of friends that are on dialysis, and you know, I didn't mind them taking it while they were on dialysis, but when they got a kidney transplant and they started giving them the anti-immune drugs, because the Extendivite boosts your natural immune system, I wasn't sure whether it was good for them or not, but my one friend, she takes it all the time because she wound up having all kinds of, well, she woke up one morning and couldn't walk. And it was because she was filled up with plaque going down into the lower part and the blood wasn't getting through to her legs. So that's all I can say about that.
Well,
I wish I could do more.
Excellent. And no, it's okay, because he would benefit from the Extendivite. I mean, he's 70 and, you know, just retired. And
Well, hey, Linda, do me a favor. Hang on a second, because we're up against the break. We're talking with Don Wiskin here. The product is Extendivite, folks, and there's a reason why he's been around for all of these years. Think about it. Because it works.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network, thank you.
We are back talking with Don Wiskin, and I've got Linda on the line. And Linda, this person you're referring to, who is the 70-year-old?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he?
So I know the Extendivite can help him, you know, and all of us, you know, in the other areas, circulation. And,
yeah.
And I'm assuming good circulation is going to help be benefit to his kidney. He's not as far down the road as Don was mentioning, as far as transplant or anything like that, quite yet.
Yeah. Well, and
so it's
and
good to know.
And that was the question I was going to ask you, if he has any other associated, does he have any high blood pressure? Does he have any circulatory problems? Any of that sort
of? Yeah, he has the circulatory problems. He seems to be blessed without the high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
Well, good.
But it looks like, most of us, when we start to get in our 60s and 70s, you know, we have a little bit of circulation problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank Don for that information.
Yeah.
And thank you for being on the air. I love the station. I was the one who suggested yesterday after one of Mike's callers about, for those of us that can't afford to send donations, and that we save our change and we turn it into a check, or, you know, just think if all of the listeners did that little bit.
There's a lot of change jars in this country.
There's a lot of change jars out there. So
right,
God
Linda.
Bless and thank you for your show.
Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate it. Yeah, 70 years old, circulatory problems, that is the indicator, cold hands, cold feet, numbness in your feet and hands. Yeah, that's circulatory. So if you get everything aright and everything is operating at peak performance, you know, there's shysters out there. I can just hear them playing in my head right now. Oh, yes, kidney failure. Yes, it cures kidney failure. Yes, send your money on in. No, we're not going to make any claims like that, but we can tell you that your immune system and your circulatory system working at maximum, at its peak, does have quite a bit of effect on your body, how your brain gets fed the oxygen, how your blood flow from the heart and brain, how that works. And it's all interconnected and it's all interlinked.
I'm glad you're taking the Extendivite, John. You'll be around for a long time to keep bringing us out this great information all the time. And as a user yourself, you know, you're speaking from your own benefits.
Yeah,
so
there you go. And I need Captain Stat. I think I've been renamed. I'm Captain Stat of the Freedom Ship Liberty here. And I've got Michael Herzog in studio here. At any rate, yeah, it's best. I've been at the helm now at this on this good ship for 13 plus years, and I've been navigating this hazard of ne'er-do-wells out there for 25 years. So it looks like it's going to take me a while longer, and people like us to make an effective and permanent change. So, hey. Welcome to the neighborhood. An Extendivite, I am a participant in this, folks. And you know what's done? What crosses my mind every once in a while when I grab the jar, I take the capsules. It comes in a liquid, which is more quickly absorbed. If people like the taste of garlic out there, hey, this is the product for you. A couple drops under your tongue, boom. It's already absorbed and you're on your way. I personally like the capsules because I'm not that fond of garlic. Love onions, but not garlic. But, you know, this, every once in a while, I'll grab that bottle and I'll twist the lid and I'll go to get the caplets out. And then I think about this and I go, wonder what the heck I'd be feeling like without taking this. Because, you know, we all take it for granted. You know, we feel good today. We expect to feel good tomorrow. Well, what if you don't?
So yeah, I would have been on disability. That's where I was heading. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I was down to a 38% ejection fraction. So,
wow.
You know, heartdrop.com, I have my medical records on there. Plus, you can also listen to Dr. Joe, who called into Tim Spencer's Rule show one morning. And he's been on it 4 years. So, you know, we've got a lot of doctors on it now, too, but doctors can't prescribe it to their patients.
Yeah. All righty. Well, hey, look, I appreciate it, my friend, and I'll give out the information after the bottom of the hour break. Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you, John.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can call Heart Drop, or I'm sorry, Extendivite. He's a Heart Drop 2000 Distributors, Inc. I'll get that right. Sorry about that, Don. The toll-free number for North America only, it's 877-928-8822. The international, you folks around the world listening to this program today, you're not left out. The telephone number, 1-011, area code 613-376-6229, or go to his website, heartdrop.com. You can send him an email, or you can just place an order right online. Good man. You've heard of win-win situations. How's this one? A win-win-win situation. And how's that? Well, by taking the Extendivite, you're improving your health, staying in the pink, and that's something that is worth more than money. You know, they say that you've got your health, you got everything. If you don't have your health, you don't have a ghost chance with anything. You're on the downward leg of your journey. But this way, you help yourself, You help this network by keeping our advertiser that's been, we've been blessed with them for 11 plus years. So it benefits us, it benefits Don Wiskin and Extendivite, and it benefits the network by keeping that advertiser around. So, hey, I like that. What are the Cubs doing over there?
Tie score, 1-1. Playing Washington Nationals. Washington Nationals are in first place in the Eastern Division. The Cubs are just kind of treading water these days.
And thank you for that sports moment. You know, we were talking the other day, Mike.
What, you're going to introduce me, or what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought people knew who you were.
Oh, that's right. My voice, or my hat, one or the other.
Michael Herzog. How the heck are you?
Well, I'm recovering from yesterday, 38 hours without sleep, did a radio show, kind of pooped out at the end, but doing better today.
Yeah. Well, the five-hour energy helped you.
Yeah, it lasted until about 20 minutes before the show was over, and I started going sideways.
That's the 20 minutes that I tuned into, and I'm like, man, he's out of gas. You know, we were talking the other day, and the thought process was that, you know, there's no fixing stupid in Washington, D.C., I have said this repeatedly, and I will say it again, is that we have a problem that our economy sucks. We have corporations tied to the government like the Bobbsey twins. We can't get a break. They're there for the money and the corporation, and of course their donors, and they will do whatever they need to do in order to make people happy. But they have forgotten that they're supposed to be representatives of we the people. So they get in Washington, D.C., and it's, so we're here to do some business, but it's not necessarily yours. And we were talking about this. You know, Trump, you know, he rolled into town with some great ideas. He's maybe accomplished maybe half of his list, and he's getting severe blowback. The deep state, as they keep referring to themselves on the media as, because they're part of the problem, you know, we have this issue that now, well, Trump, I guess, didn't, you know, he didn't talk to Vladimir Putin or anybody in Russia to rig the 2016 election. Well, wait a minute. It must have been Obama that did that. And I'm like, wait a minute. The scourge of the earth was Donald Trump and his complicity with the Russians. And all of a sudden, they just throw that in a trash can. It wasn't true, and everybody else knew it except these medias, or they wouldn't admit it. And then they go, oh, okay, well, we'll turn about on this one. Oh, yeah, it was Obama. And I'm like, really? And then the thought struck me. You know, we're accusing Russia of fixing our 2016 elections. When did we flip the government in the Ukraine, in Kiev? And installed, and they referred to them as the neo-Nazis from Germany. And I'm sorry, isn't that right on Russia's doorstep? And we just didn't affect the outcome of an election. We went in there and rigged the damn thing and installed the people the United States wanted in there. What the hell was that?
I'm speechless, John. I mean, I look at this and it's downright scary because, you know, when we're watching these hearings go on, anything that is pertinent to anything that may even come close to uncovering anything that the public may want, have an interest in hearing, it's held behind closed doors, which tells me that they get behind, they close the door, they're all glad-handing, back-slapping, laughing about whatever it is that they're doing, and they're perpetrating this to a degree. And going back to this Russian situation, yes, they started it out. It was a sham to begin with. And I think anybody beyond a fifth-grade education that isn't totally propagandized, mesmerized, and pharmaceuticalized is starting to realize it, even in mainstream. And so they've got to shift gears and perpetrate it and continue to keep it going because they can't throw their hands up in the air and say, well, okay, we lied. No, they can't do that. They have to drive it into the ground. The bigger the lie, the more people that believe it. So, you know, where does this go from here? You and I had talked the other day about Illinois and what's happening there financially. California, they're on the precipice as well. You know, people are starting to realize that things are going sideways in a hurry. You know, so that being said, the question is, how long before it all blows?
And that is the big question. And I'm starting to see the reports now. The people that are invested in Wall Street, they're taking a look at it.
and they're going, oh, it looks like the market may make a little correction here, some 40%.
A little.
Yeah, that's a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're riding and they keep attributing the stock market rise to, it was Donald Trump's election. And you know, Donald Trump being elected, okay, he wants to bring companies back into the country, structure out their tax rates, so, you know, not paying through the nose. It was literally cheaper for them to pick up. Goodbye, Julie. Secretary's leaving, and we always have to say goodbye to each other so I know when she's gone, at any rate. So bring the jobs back in, make it more attractive. I mean, they literally picked up lock, stock, and barrel, left the country, completely relocated, changed everything around to build their product or make their product abroad, then ship it back in. And they could do that cheaper than operating here in this country. We've lost, what, 50,000-plus manufacturing?
Well, John, let me interject here and ask a question that I'm curious about and I haven't heard much about recently. Whatever happened to, you know, during the campaign, Donald Trump speaking about bringing jobs back, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT, getting rid of it or renegotiating it, one or the other? You don't hear much about that these days.
Well, I was just watching, I watch America, what's that, OAN news?
Over America Network or something like that.
Something like that. OAN is the abbreviation. But you know, these people do the same kind of thing with news as Fox will do, only without the political commentary or the spin. You know, it's fascinating to me to watch the left, the lying media, you know, do their political spin, and there's an agenda attached to it, and it's obvious. But when you get over to some place like Fox News, it's all about conservatism, and that's supposed to make people that love their country and, you know, we're good Americans, that somehow that you believe everything that they say, and they're the catbird in the catbird seat of the truth-telling, which is not true at all. They have their agenda as well. But this One America Network, I think it is.
Okay.
They'll present the news just like Fox does without the political spin on it. They'll do the story just like a flatline story.
And then they go right into the next story.
And right into the next
story. And as my listening audience knows, I don't watch TV, and of course I'm sitting in your living room, and you are, and you're doing it just to keep up with the propaganda, which
right.
I commend you for. I have difficulty doing it only because, to me, it's a comedy routine.
Well, it is because you have eyes to see. For the rest of the American public, that it's dumber than a box of rocks and kid and couldn't see can't see the wall that they're running into, the brick wall. But, you know, there's a lot of gullible people in this country that just can't seem to get it. And it's fascinating to me. You know, the other day, you know, you and I were talking about, you know, if you don't know how to do something, the world is out there on the Internet. I had to change the plugs in my car, and I opened up the hood and I looked at it, and I couldn't even tell where the hell the plugs were. I'm serious, because it didn't have the same old distributor and the big fat wires with the plug wires on them. It was a completely different setup. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, holy crap. So I went online. Boom, there's my car. There's a guy with a video camera. Okay, I'm going to show you how to change the plugs in this car. It's a five-minute job. No, he lied. It wasn't 5 minutes. It was like 4.5. But the point is that all this information is online out there. What is it with people? They don't know the question to ask?
Honestly, let me interject here. I think it's the comfort zone that they're in. They want to believe that it's a benevolent government. They want to believe everything is fine. What other answer could there be? I mean, I'll give you an example. We were talking earlier today about, Lyndon LaRouche. Okay, and you had mentioned to me that this guy loves the Clintons.
Yeah.
Now, I have a fellow that's a guest that comes on my show every once in a while that is the same way. He's got blinders on. He loves the Clintons. And anybody that, you know, does any digging at all on the Internet whatsoever is going to uncover just a myriad of scandal, of questionable circumstance, of suicidalness, of just a plethora of different things. Yet, those people who don't have the eyes to see or don't want to believe, they're willfully ignorant. They've got blinders on. So the question is, what is different about both you and I and the RBN and listening audience that causes us to be able to discern and disseminate this?
Well, and you just said it, because we know different. And at that point in time, there's no pulling the wool over your eyes, because you're awake and you can see. You know. You can't, you know, I used to use the old saying, you know, the front porch light is now on, and it's not going to go back out. We have woken up. Here
and
it is.
And you can't unlearn what you've already learned. I've remembered two or three times on my program where I'll be reading an article regarding somebody along the lines of Mueller, you know, Mueller, Mueller, Pixar, Choker, or Comey. And even in their quotes when I'm reading a report, you know, an article that's being done, I just break out laughing because I know it's
just like
total,
I just did.
Yes. It's just total nonsense, yet the public at large swallows this. And this is another reason, part and parcel, that I want to continue. You know, the RBN listenership, that commercial I wrote, they're the most awakened listeners on the planet. And they know. And, you know, where do they get this information from? They get it from RBN. All of the stuff out there, regardless of who it is, aside from RBN, is starting to go more towards this political spin, leading people down a path. I'm not going to mention names, but we just tell it like it is, or the best of our ability of telling it like it is, you know. So,
well, and to me, it's always been fascinating, you know. Is it better to have loved and lost and never have loved at all? Is it better to be informed than cold but stupid?
let me ask you, do you ever find yourself in a position where you ask yourself, do you wish you didn't know what you know? There are things that we don't know that we don't know. How's that go?
Oh,
and aspartame is good for you? Something like that. Go ahead.
There are things that we don't know and knowns that we know, and then there's knowns that we don't know. A guy's great at a cocktail party, you know, but that would be about it. I don't know. Is it because they're afraid to know? They've got this feeling. And honestly, Mike, I mean, in this country today, if you were at least paying attention, then you've got a feeling that something ain't right. Something is, well, not maybe just ain't right. Something is very wrong. But if you tune into Fox News, they'll tell you that unemployment is below 4%, but yet Sean Hannity will get on the very same network and tell you that over 100 million people are out of work. Okay, well, wait a minute. What did it just do to the earlier report on Fox that said, oh, you know, unemployment rates, you know, hovering above a little above 4% now?
Well, you know, let me expound on that for a minute. I had a caller that called in last night from Canada, Byron, his name, and he was bringing that up, talking about some of the hosts on RBN's network, and he was asking about, you know, why some of these people report differently. And I told him when I was on the line with him, I said, you know, John gives all of the hosts free rein, which with Fox, going with Sean Hannity, you know, Sean Hannity, I believe, as gatekeeper-ish as he is one of the best Fox hosts out there. You may or may not agree with me. But what I'm saying is that the control mechanism, let's reverse it. The owner of Fox now, Roger Ailes, passed away. Who is it now? Who owns Fox?
It's his actual, I think it's his sons.
Okay. But
or no, Roger Ailes.
Okay.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yes. Okay.
Ailes was just the manager-in-chief.
Let's put yourself in this position. You've got 32, 33 hosts on this network. I don't know how many Fox has, but everybody has a different personality. Everybody has a different perception of the way the world works. We don't have 6 or 7 billion people on the planet. We live in 7 billion separate worlds. Not everybody sees the same thing through the same eyes. We all have separate eyes. You know, as great as you are as being a network owner, you are not going to curtail or edit or tell people what to say or what not to say.
Oh, and I've been tempted, though. But
well, yeah, but you've changed over the years, John.
Well, no, when I spoke the words to the talk show host that I don't interfere, mm-hmm. I don't do editorial content, I will not comment on what you talk about in your program. That is your show. That is your information. Dig up any dirt anywhere or whatever, you know, that's on you. But I'm hands off here. You know, we're all grown up human beings here. And do we make mistakes from time to time? Most assuredly. Do we try to correct them? Absolutely. But I leave this up to the individual talk shows, because the last thing that I want is them to feel like I'm their overwatcher or overlord.
Exactly. And my point is that to give the leeway with a talk show host like you do, Okay. And you never used to be totally that way. There was a time, which I won't go into, but many, many years ago, John. Anyway.
Probably before this network was born, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Okay. But yes, he leads in with that. No, what I'm saying is that, you know, according to this guy's sitting on the fence saying, well, I don't know whether I should donate or not. Look, if you don't want to donate, don't donate. That's fine. But the point is that the free reign of the network and you being able, you know, giving the people free reign to say what they want to say, and this is what I responded to him. I said, listen to the hosts that you like. Don't listen to the hosts that you don't like. Because at the end of the day, you're going to disseminate and arrive at your own truth anyway.
And we're giving you enough information for, and this is the discernment. This is the discernment factor. You know, I used to say this years ago on radio that, you know, what we want to do is get you to the point that you can be watching the television news, turn the volume all the way down, just watch the pictures, just watch the motion, and you won't need the sound because you'll be able to figure it out for yourself.
And I'll give you a prime example, as we were doing today, was Rick Perry and his animation. I was amazed.
The pointless man trying to make an over-exaggerated point using his hands.
I think he took lessons from Richard Nixon. Remember how Richard Nixon used to be getting on the air and talk for 20 minutes, and he'd walk away and everybody'd clap, and you're scratching your head and going, what did that guy say?
But he looked so sincere when he was saying it. Who was the little fancy pants, that the little exercise guru that was the snowflake?
Richard Simmons.
He was acting more like Richard Simmons with all the hand gestures.
The animation that this guy had, every word out of his mouth, he had a hand sign for. And it wasn't sign language, folks. It was all emotional, grabbing your chest.
Well, he just really wanted you to buy his brand of bull pucky that he was handing you this day.
And I won't even share the story that your neighbor's son told you. So,
okay. All right.
It was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. John Statman was out in the hallway somewhere. He forgot where he was. I'm not sure what he's doing. I think maybe he's getting a glass of water, or maybe he's washing his hands. I'm not sure. But anyway, we were talking a little while. I don't think I'm going to bring that up. But, the animation of Rick Perry, and he, while he's talking and deflecting on whatever he's talking about, And if he can't answer a question, he will literally ignore the person that asked the question.
And then laugh about it.
And then laugh about it. And this laugh is a sinister, I mean, it's like, it was like a deliberate, I'm not going to answer your question because I don't know what I'm talking about, and you don't, and you know I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. Next.
Well, and let me enlighten you with what Michael Herzog did before the break. We were talking earlier today, and I happened to run across somebody that used to work for Rick Perry when he was governor of Texas. I know you started it, brother. So here it is.
All right.
Okay. Hey, it's news. It's
well, just downplay it, John.
Well, I'm going to try to I'm going to try to tiptoe around this one.
Paint it nicely.
I'm trying to get out my brushes. Here it comes. a retired school teacher that lived on the other corner from my house. Her children showed up one day, and I got to talking to one of them. Nice enough guy. And well, what do you do? Well, I do radio. Oh, really? And come to find out that the guy, and he works for Rick Perry. Okay. Come to find out that the guy bought a place in Hutto, and he's storing up on ammunition and guns and food and everything.
Because he worked for Rick Perry.
Because he probably saw the information and was like, holy mackerel. At any rate, I said, you know, Rick Perry, I said, you know, the guy's a fence sitter, this thing about the vaccinations and all that stuff. And he said, look, he said, a lot of people don't know this. He says, but I know that Rick Perry has done little unsavory things with boys in his own office. And I looked at him and I said, are you talking about homosexual acts? And he said, yeah. So I told Michael this. We're watching the America's Online whatever news service.
It was the Over America or whatever it was.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Whatever that was, yeah. And you know, there's Perry, and he's doing all these gestures and this. And Michael looks at me, and he says, you know, you can see it in his face now. He said, I can just see this now. And this came from a guy that was the son of a neighbor of mine. She was a retired school teacher. And he legitimately did work for Rick Perry in the governor's, offices. And this is the story that he told me. I was like, holy mackerel.
Well, you know, John, and I mentioned to you the other day, and a lot of the listening audience may have heard the name Liz Crokin, who is heavy into the child trafficking pedophilia thing. And this congressman that was shot just, was it a week ago or so? I can't remember his name now. But he had just come out with a public paid announcement regarding this whole issue. And he was shot in the hip, I believe.
Yeah.
And so this could be, I'm not saying it is, but it looks like it could be, the main issue here that everybody's diverting with this Russia situation, you know.
Well, think about this. What is the one thing that politicians, I mean, they'll dive under the closest rock they can find. It's not about them being treasonous, because in America anymore, that's okay and it can be explained away. Just ask Hillary. You can do any number of things. You can be an absolute asset and vote for all the wrong things, and, well, you're not that good of a politician. But the one thing they're scared to death of is being connected with pedophilia. And that's the big smoking gun, if you will, in America today. It's got a lot of these clowns terrified.
And I believe that's the reason why they have been throwing all of this crap against the fan. Jeff Sessions has recused himself because Jeff Sessions is behind.
Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory, Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.